Welcome back, guys. It's your boy Monty giving his first interview at UFC Fight Night 127. And we have here with us welterweight Darren Till. What's up, Darren?
It's your boy, you know, the fucking light heavyweight fighting in the welterweight division.
Look at these people here. They're going absolutely fucking bonkers for you right now, Darren.
As expected, you know, the hometown hero, the champ, the pride of Liverpool itself.
I like your colorful sweater.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I had to swag it out. I just got back from the Gavinci store four hours ago.
Wow. Nice, Darren. Okay. So I see we got a fight coming up in a couple months.
Yeah, I'm fighting at UFC in Liverpool.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to sell out the O2 Arena in 60 seconds.
Nobody else ever did that.
It's never been done.
Wow.
But they're going to come for me.
Who are they going to see you fight, though?
Right now, that's to be determined. I'll fight anyone. I don't fucking care. I'll go up and fight at heavyweight.
Are you even going to give them a heads up, or are they just going to show up that day and find out they're fighting you?
All I know is they better prepare if they're going to come against me.
You're not going to let them, though.
No one wants to sign the contract. I don't know. I can't make them.
Oh.
They don't want these problems.
Okay. All right, Darren. Well,
Slim, cut it. We're done.
All right, Darren. Thanks for your time. I hope you have a very nice rest of your night. You take care, Darren.
Thank you.
What is this guy?
Hello again and welcome to ANA MMA.
Hi.
Hi, how are you guys? I missed you.
It's me, Andrew.
It's your boy Slim with the dollar sign. Don't forget the dollar sign ever. And this is episode 47.
Ooh,
you know what that means.
Yes, it is.
You are not listening to it. Yeah, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen,
hey. Boys and girls,
all across this
boys and world. Pro
yeah.
Era.
We
this is a pro episode. Pro episode. The pro era episode.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
Also known as the fucking Kalashnikov episode, because rah rah, we're sending fucking banging shots at all you motherfuckers.
Draco sitting in a book bag. Is the Draco like a variant of the AK, or is it like...
Yeah, it's like a short AK.
Like a sawed-off AK?
It's like a... it might be an AK-74.
What? For real?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure it's an AK-74.
Oh,
it's an AK-47. It's actually called a Draco pistol. That's dope.
Oh, okay. That's what's up. Curtis has one of those. It's pretty cool.
Curtis has a Draco.
Yeah, dude. Sick as fuck. I've held it before. He said Joe said it's like a bitch when you're firing it, because it's just got such a like heavy like pow, pow, pow.
Yo,
why do I sound so quiet? Do I sound quiet?
Why are you dry snitching on Curtis?
What? He's allowed to have that. That's legal. He bought it at a gun show.
You know I guess you're right.
In my mind, but this rhyme in a matter of time. Man, I fucking love Joey. Did you hear that Joey on that new XXX?
Yeah.
Woo, that new XXX, bro. Fire.
I know. Taylor was hating on it. I thought it was bad.
Really? Way better than 17. I did not like that one.
Me too.
Yeah.
I agree, Slim.
It's good.
So... Shit, what's up, you fucking penis heads? We're back, and we're at 'em, and we're ready to talk some MMA, even though we don't really got, like, all that much to talk.
The show must go on, giving an episode for the fans, you know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
There are a lot of things going on, in my life, at least. I don't know about yours, but I got a lot to look forward to this weekend.
Damn, why are you hating?
I'm just saying I don't know what you got going on this weekend, but I got a lot going on this weekend.
Welp, your boy Monty starts... at one of the best gyms in Ohio tomorrow.
Ayo! Victory MMA.
Yo, I told you guys I'm dropping down to 135 and I am literally slaughtering people.
Taking lives.
Call me the fucking butcher, bro, because I am literally...
stealing the school lunch money.
Bro, I'm about to run through some pockets. Let's fucking put it that way. And I got old Chad coming with me.
Good.
Yeah, excited. We're going to Victory.
I would, but I can't really.
I've officially made my decision. My decision. It was a hard decision. There were a lot of good gyms that were recruiting me, but today I'm going to commit to the gym of Victory. I put on the hat and everything.
Gonna be like that one mom that walks out.
Like. Yeah, my mom's like pissed. She's like, God damn it!
I wanted you to go to Evolve.
She comes back like an hour later, like hugs me on camera.
Why did that mom do that? Why was she pissed?
Bro, that's happened like once every year. Mom just gets salty. Because like that's their alma mater. Down south, they take that shit serious, bro. And the SEC, you can't just go to your mom's rival school, bro.
Oh.
Now she disowns you. Now you don't have a mom.
You lost your mom. Way to go, dummy.
What is the SEC, Slim?
I don't fucking know.
No? Okay.
Cool. The South. Yeah, I don't know.
Southeastern Conference.
Okay.
Yeah, good try, dude.
Wouldn't have guessed.
Give me three schools in the SEC.
Alabama, Florida, and Texas.
Oh, give me one more. Not Texas.
Carolina, South Carolina. What's their thing called?
Nice.
I used to have one of their
hats. Gamecocks.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
South Carolina Gamecocks, I swear.
What am I? No, am I thinking of North Carolina then?
The Bulldogs.
What's the Bulldogs?
Georgia.
Oh, okay. All right, cool.
Georgia.
Georgia?
Georgia.
What are we talking about, Georgia? Are you really going to bring up Georgia? Georgia.
Shout out to Stephen A., man.
For real.
He still hasn't sued me for that yet.
Okay, so why? If anyone watched the John Jones versus the California State Athletic Commission hearing, there was one guy who...
I didn't do it.
You didn't watch it?
No, I'm saying. I was John Jones. Oh. I didn't do it.
Did you watch it, though?
Yeah.
He got slaughtered. They picked him apart, talked about his drinking, talked about just everything that didn't...
Hit him where it hurts.
I didn't think it mattered what they were talking about. Because, like...
Oh, that's irrelevant!
You're asking if he did the drug or not, not if his life outside of fighting is, you know... Whatever, regardless. The one... Commissioner kept audibly saying that he forgot his hearing aid, so he couldn't hear anything. And then when he did get the chance to speak, he kept bringing up Stephen A. Smith because of how much he pushes for young black athletes to be role models. And he brought up Stephen A. Smith's name like six times, and it was really weird. He really loves Stephen A. Smith.
I love Stephen A. Smith.
I mean, he's a cool guy.
I love him. I love
listening to his commentary. Sharon Sharp better.
Sharon Sharp?
Shannon Sharp, sorry. Sharpie.
He's like, he has his black and mild in his mouth looking at you like,
right.
Bitch.
Now, Slim, what the fuck did I tell you about pronouncing my name?
So, I don't know if you guys heard it or not, but there was a UFC fight night last night.
On Fight Pass. If you don't pay your $10, you didn't fucking get to watch.
So now what? No, they were still illegally streaming it.
Probably. It was a great night. Great night of fights. I really enjoyed it.
You guys with your fucking hacked fire sticks, your jailbroken fire sticks, you pieces of crap.
Wait, you can watch fights on that?
I don't know. Hey, I just did get the Fire Stick, though, so if you do know how to jailbreak that Fire Stick, you know, sign the DMs.
I'm going to look that shit
Promise
up.
Promise we won't know.
So, it was in London, England!
London.
And they had good old Dan Hardy.
Yeah.
And what's the other guy?
I don't know.
The really British dude.
Yeah, I don't know. He's super British, though.
Super British.
I hate
not a bad commentary team though.
Yeah, I mean they're cool on the British side, on the European side.
Hardy knows what he's talking about. I just get so sick of him going, "Oh, oh,
why?
Oh, beautiful."
You hating on Joe Rogan?
Joe does it a little less. I feel like
he only does it when people really get slept.
Yeah, when they really get like smacked. Like Dan Hardy's just like, "Oh, he kicked him in the leg." not hating on Dan Hardy, though. I do fuck with his commentary. Like I say, he's a very intelligent guy.
Yo, shout out to the sponsor.
Beta Ray Bill.
Beta Ray Bill. Beta Ray Bill. Make sure if you...
You always do that. Hey, shout out Beta Ray Bill. Beta Ray Bill. Like you're going to say like some...
Beta Ray Bill.
Like his slogan or something. But
he doesn't have nothing. Beta Ray Bill. What should his... I mean, he's a fictional superhero. So, I mean, what are we going to do with him? What's he do? What's his thing?
I never watched the comic. He's a bird man. Bird person.
Yo, shout out to Beta Ray Bill, though. Thank you for...
RIP bird person.
Yeah, RIP Bird Person, bro. One of the just...
the realest dudes on Rick and Morty.
I just can't honestly believe how Bird Person went out. I mean, they did him so wrong.
So dirty.
Why'd they do Bird Person so wrong? Gosh, damn. But still, you know, shout out to Beta Ray Bill. Thanks for helping us support the Utes. Because A&A MMA is for the Utes.
The Utes. I believe we're still on top.
We are on top. We're number one. We always have been. We always will be.
Listen-wise, I mean, we're not always have been, but let me look. I'm going to look right now.
It only took 45 episodes, but you listeners.
That's fine. Everything takes time. Good things take time.
What do you got?
We're number one.
Bob walks by and just punches me.
fuck you. dude, what if we got nominated for Cleveland Comedy Award next year?
And we're an MMA show?
We have fun, though. We tell jokes.
Yeah, we're definitely funny.
Bro.
We're in the sports comedy genre.
Yeah.
We're a niche. We have niche listeners.
Right. They might not know about MMA, but they listen just because they like to hear my voice.
Nah, that's probably not why they like listening to our show. It might be our insightful commentary.
Our youthful banter.
Yeah, definitely. We have some good jokes.
What were we geeking out about last week? I just finished
Beta Ray Bill.
Yeah. we were fucking dying. As we mentioned, the main show was nominated for the Cleveland Comedy Awards, so catch us up there next Monday at the Cleveland Comedy Awards.
I am going to just reek like marijuana. I'm not even going to lie.
I'm going to get really high with you.
I'm just going to... People are going to be looking at me like noses. Like they're going to do that like scrunchy thing. Like, ooh. like they just ate a fucking warhead.
We'll just wear sunglasses the whole time.
No. I'm going to let it shine, baby.
Let it shine.
They're about to be like, yo, open your fucking eyes.
Why are they so red?
Are we explicit? You know why my mom told me she explicit. Rated us a 4?
Why?
Because I said pussy.
Oh, that was on purpose.
Yeah, she said because I said pussy.
Bro, listen.
She did us wrong. I was like, Mom, honestly, thanks for the honesty, but we are shooting for all 5s. She was like, LOL, why? What's wrong? I was like, I mean, like, yeah. I really appreciate
it. Are you going to go to a diner that has 4.5 stars or a diner that has 5 stars?
She did us wrong. My mom rated us a 4.
You need, no. So, if you're listening to this, please go to our Facebook page. Rate us how you feel. Be honest. Rate us how you feel.
Like my
but
mom.
I would really be appreciative if you gave us a 5.
You know what I'm saying? Help because us pop off even more.
Now we need to get even more 5s because of Renee.
Yeah. My mom did us wrong.
Thanks, Renee. You owe me food for that.
My mom?
Yes.
I was going to say, I'm not giving you
not
food
you.
Because of that.
I mean,
that's her bad.
You know what? I'm going to beat your ass because of it. Because you're her blood. So...
You just hear fucking everything falling.
Podcast just stops after the table flips.
We come back like, all right, guys.
I think I beat it out of him.
Fuck. All right. Well, I guess we should move on to the fight night that happened.
Yeah.
Let's take it from the tizop.
We had Dmitry Sosnovsky going up against Mark the Hands of God Beer.
Yeah, so Sosnovsky coming in with that unbeaten record. We hadn't seen him before, and they give him a tough opponent in Mark Godbeer, who is always down to throw some hands.
Yeah, Godbeer coming off that really weird disqualification win over, who was that, Walt Harris?
Yes, it was. And I guess he's been shooting for a comeback, so he really needed this fight to kind of launch himself into that.
Mm-hmm.
And, bro, this dude Sosnovsky is...
He looked nice.
He's a good fighter.
Godbeer had some nice striking.
Yeah, they were banging it out for a minute.
For sure. But yeah, Sosnovsky getting it done. But the sub, what was it? I don't remember what it was.
What? How he finished. Got him? Yeah. Oh, it was a rear naked.
Rear naked, cool.
Yeah, he got his back.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, man. Sosnovsky. Remains unbeaten. In this heavyweight division.
Remains unbeaten. Maybe him versus Marcelo Gomez next.
Okay. Yeah. I dig that.
Dope. All right. And you know that's going to happen. That's the wild shit. Like, we just said that. Like, it's literally going to happen.
Because we fucking predict shit.
Next week, they're going to be like, oh, Dmitry Sosnovsky versus Marcelo Gomez.
Bet on it. Put money on it.
I guarantee it, bro, because they literally listen to our podcast and don't want to give us fucking credit. They're like, oh, dude, these guys are fucking geniuses, but we're not paying them because they're giving all these good ideas out for free. So, you know what? We're done. We're done predicting. No, <I'm-
laughs> what if when we hit 100 episodes and they take notice and they're like, all right. This is an official UFC podcast.
No.
Fuck you, Matt Serra.
Yeah, no. We're just too we're too indie, bro. We do our own thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, independent.
We really do our own thing. Oh, you know what? So I got a story for you guys. You know, let me just finish this fight before.
Yeah, I was gonna say we're already breaking off.
Dmitry Sosnovsky defeated Mark Godbeer with a submission via rear naked choke, 4 minutes and 29 seconds into the second round. Anyways, so like I said, you know, your boy Monty is about to get in the gym or whatever. No, I'm not about to go in there and think I'm about to start fighting. I am gonna go in there and get my skills right.
Yep.
Once I get my skills right, if somebody's like, yo, Monty, bro, I got this dude that, you know, you might be able to work with, I'm going to be like, all right, fine. Put me in the cage and I'll murk him.
Yep.
But I'm not doing it until somebody asks me.
Really?
Yeah.
You really have the urge?
I don't have the urge. I just want to get good, bro.
That's
I just want to have those hands on decky.
You need a solid year.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So I committed to victory for a year, you know what I'm saying? About to get it cracking with my boy Chad, see what's going on. Anyways, I went to the American Kickboxing Academy and had a little training session there.
Yeah.
Yes, I threw up projectile vomit because I ate 3 peanut butter and jellies an hour before I went in there.
Why?
I didn't eat all day. And I was about to go to Subway, and Chad's like, no, bro, just get some peanut butter and jellies. And I was like, oh, yeah, you're right. And I just ate one. And then I was like, ah, that didn't do nothing. I ate two. And I was like, damn, I'm not even satisfied. So I ate that third one.
No one wants to admit they ate 9 cans of ravioli.
You know what I'm saying? So I fucking projectile vomited. Anyways, I got to hit gloves with former UFC fighter Ryan Madigan.
Oh,
yes.
Did you invite him on the podcast?
Apparently, he is very intrigued by our podcast.
Really?
I didn't tell him about it because I wasn't trying to come off all like that. You know what I'm saying?
Of course, Chad did.
So,
hey, yo, these dudes
No. I guess they heard about us.
What?
And asked Chad. Like, I guess Ryan Madigan went up to Chad and was like, yo, what's going on with that podcast? I heard something about a podcast. And Chad was like, yeah, bro, that dude I was with like runs that shit. Like,
what?
Yeah.
No joke.
Yeah, so
we're out
here. Look out. Apparently, you know, everybody wants exposure, bro. And we are honestly one of the, we are the premier local source of exposure in Ohio right now.
Yeah. If you want your name out there, I mean,
get on A&A MMA.
We get hundreds of listens every week. Like,
the numbers we're doing right now are just crazy.
And not just Ohio. Like, we're worldwide.
Yeah.
That's not a brag either. Let me tell you the analytics for our podcast
Go ahead.
I don't know if it'll give me last week, but it'll give me like the last 3 days. We're past 8,000 listens now. That's pretty cool. Right now, 95% of our listens are coming from the U.S., but we have 2.7 of them from Japan.
You know what I'm saying?
2.2 from Spain.
Okay.
0.1 in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
And then a little bit from France and Sweden also.
Shout out to our Swedish people.
So, oh, wow, listen to this. This top cities is Tokoka? T-O-C-C-O-A? Where's that? Google that.
Can you spell it for
T-O-C-C-O-A.
me?
T-O-C-C-O-A. Number two is Barcelona?
What?
Yeah.
The Spanish? Fuck with us,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, dude, that's sick. Number three is green.
Tocoa is a city in and the county seat of Stevens County, Georgia.
Nice. Well, we got 85% of our listens from there from the last week, so that's pretty cool.
They're fucking with us in Georgia already right now.
Akron had a lot. Shinjuku, Japan had a lot.
Shout out
to Ravenna had some. Ashburn and the city of Columbus. So a lot of Ohio, obviously, based. That's where we're from. But shout out our worldwide listens. That's awesome. That's amazing.
Dude, we're out here doing big things. Everybody wants to ignore it, but A&A MMA is the most popping shit out right now.
Right. Honestly.
Thank you guys, and it's because of you guys. So I mean,
next week is our 1 year anniversary.
Get the fuck out of my face! No, it's not.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah.
So next week
we learn how to use a microphone.
So next week we're gonna start our 1 year anniversary, and then the next day go to the Cleveland Comedy Awards. Is that how that's gonna work?
Wait, when was that?
Is that right, or am I tripping?
No,
that's right. Right.
I think you're right. Yeah.
Oh wow. Big week for us next week.
Yeah, no, it was March 31st, so I guess that's 2 weeks from now. But, I mean, I don't think we'll technically...
Yo, shout out to your boy Monty turning the big fucking 23 in 2 days.
Oh, yeah, 2 days.
Yeah.
Nice. What are we doing?
About to be on my Jordan year. Hey.
What are we doing?
I don't know yet.
You said you wanted to record Tuesday, too.
Yeah, I was wilding. I was sleepy earlier.
Well, I'm off, so if you want to kick it...
Cool, Slim. Sounds good.
I mean, I got to do the main show, though.
31st
is on a Saturday.
Send in as much weed as you possibly can get through the mail to Lousy Weather Media Studio. Shout out the address.
No. So the 31st is Drew's fight.
Okay.
So.
Damn. Events coming all the way up in A&A MMA. We got the fucking 1 year coming up. Monty's birthday. We're giving away 350 fucking bangarooskies.
I have a show this weekend.
Oh, man.
At the Eurogyro with three other amazing bands.
You can't deny it.
I'm playing five whole new songs.
Five new songs? Unheard?
Five new
Shut
songs.
Up.
I'm going to the studio in the week after that.
Oh, wow.
To lay them out, too.
So. Oh, wow.
New music.
Soon. You're not going to come out with a something, 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 right?
I might. I'm gonna practice all week though. I'm gonna practice all week because that'll be embarrassing.
Why are you holding a pen? Oh, that's your little
stylus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dope.
Yeah, dude. Popping.
Big events coming up.
I guess April 1st we'll celebrate our 1 year anniversary.
Pretty soon. Maybe we'll start next week then. Maybe on our 1 year anniversary is when we'll start the $350 giveaway.
Yeah.
Basically we're gonna have like a code word every week. If you hear that code word, go ahead and DM our A&A MMA social media, anyone that you use, Facebook, Instagram, we're on all that.
Except for Twitter, we're not on Twitter yet.
We're not on Twitter yet, we're working on that. But, actually my mom made us Twitter, I forgot to tell you that.
What?
Yeah, I haven't
taken... Your mom uses Twitter?
She just knows how to make Twitters, I guess. I'm about to take control of it soon.
Oh, I blocked my mom on Twitter.
That's funny. That's mean.
I didn't wonder looking at my shit, dude. That Twitter's like Facebook is like my like.
Yeah, you do have like videos of you putting Molly in your butt and shit on Twitter. Yo, get on Slim's Twitter. Shit's wild.
Boofed. Follow me at
Boofed it.
Bro, you boofed the whole gram. You're about to be fucking sweating.
Shit. Oh no.
Follow me on Twitter at Slimcock.
You know what I'm saying?
That's Slim Dick. No.
I would shout out my Twitter, but you're not allowed to have my Twitter.
Yeah, it's private, you pussy. What do you think's gonna see your Twitter? You tweet like once a day, if that.
I used to be heavy popping on yeah. like every social media.
Now
like,
you've had the same profile picture and header for the last 3 years.
Oh man. I need to change it up.
All right. You're just a stoner now. You need to get back on that shit.
Oh, hey. That was... I'm a stoner. I'm grinding out here, Slim.
You're not just a stoner. I'm just saying you know.
I do smoke a heavy amount of marijuana.
Bro, this pen takes a quadruple A battery. Have you ever seen that?
No. Let me check that out.
Like, look at that.
What the fuck?
Look at that little baby shit. How do I even get another one of those?
This looks like a double A battery's poop.
Like a D battery's poop. When do I even get a refill for this?
Like, you just like put a fucking a triple A on a fucking shaver, like
grind it down.
The fuck?
Yeah, I don't know. Hopefully, it doesn't die. I mean, I can't imagine it's got much life in it,
right?
Jesus, I don't use this thing ever though. So, all right, so we're
back to the fight.
We're in the
back
middle
to the
of
fight card.
All right, so. Soft serve ice cream.
We already got it. We finished
got that
one.
Win. Next fight, Stevie Ray Vaughan going up against
Stevie Ray Vaughan. That's funny.
Not Cajun.
It's
Cajun Johnson.
Cajun.
This fight was really a back and forth stand up war. Mm-hmm. I mean, both fighters did have some success in taking him down, taking each other down. That is, but Cajun Johnson ended up getting the dub.
Yeah, so, I mean, this dude's on a 4-fight win streak now. He did have, in his only loss in the UFC, that was his very first fight in the UFC, so obviously the nerves were there. He fought Taehyun Bang, who ended up getting a knockout. That was a fight of the night, so, I mean, he came in, got a fight of the night bonus, and now, 4 fights later, hasn't lost. 3 wins by decision, 1 by KO. He's been looking good lately. He's got a nice little thing going right now. I like how he's been. His form's good.
Yeah, for sure. I agree.
He's got a nice technique going right now. I don't know. Maybe they kind of give him a better fight coming up. I mean, don't get me wrong, dude. Stevie Ray is a great fighter. But
Oh, yeah. He'll be back.
They might give him a good step up in his next fight. So I'm excited to see what they do here with Cajun Johnson. He's on a roll. Can't wait.
On a roll.
I just pictured him like on a like fucking King's Hawaiian bread.
You know you're supposed to bake those.
What?
Yeah.
Get out of my face. Nuh-uh.
Yeah. And it, like get something like, nice and warm and gooey.
Oh shit, bro.
I know. I haven't had them so long.
Yeah. Oh,
those are good.
I was about to say we might have to swoop some, but
those are really good for roast beef sandwiches.
Dude, you know what I used to do? I used to take like Tyson. You know how they used to have like little Tyson
like flavored
patties?
Like the Tyson wings? No, they're wings.
No.
Yeah, they have like those Tyson wings.
Like breaded ones?
Yeah.
Okay.
And they smack, bro. They're little boneless wings. You just put them in the
oven. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
I used to take those, get a King's Hawaiian, cut that bitch in half. I'd get like three of them, cut them all in half, smash, like, and they'd be like sweet honey buffalo or some Ooh. Shit like that. Like, yeah. It was some good shit. Smash the chicken, put it in between the King's Hawaiian roll, make a little slider.
Hot take, I don't fuck with Tyson chicken.
A lot of people don't.
None of it.
I feel it.
Like, the patties are just like...
You love frozen food, though.
Not a love. I do enjoy my food. I have a TV dinner every day at lunch. Hungry man.
If you guys noticed last week, we did name it microwavable sushi because this man Slim loves his fucking leftover sushi.
I like anything. I got 2-day-old leftover Chipotle in the fridge at home. I got that.
Still eating that for sure, right? Not even questioning it.
Well, I left it in the fridge at work and I took it out to smell and it's still good.
So. And it's got lettuce, so you're going to throw it in the fucking microwave, aren't
no,
you?
No, I'll eat leftover Chipotle cold.
Okay. Yeah, that's definitely something you do.
I'm gonna get a tortilla I have at home, and like it's in a bowl, so I'm just going to
put it in there.
Usually I get the burrito, the tortilla
burrito.
Bowl. The tortilla bowl.
Tortilla.
I've heard great things about Cane's Chicken. I need to go there.
Bro.
Everyone's Cane's talking chicken. About it at work, but I haven't been yet.
Yo, one time me and Taylor went to Columbus for 2 days and went to Cane's Chicken 4 times while we were down there.
You came 4 times? Wow.
I probably did come 4 times, too. Shout out Taylor. Shorty's hand jobs are off the chain.
Hand jobs!
Yo, I'm just... Sorry, Mom. My mom's been listening to our podcast lately, so...
Oh.
If Monty's a little bit censored lately, it's because my fucking mom's listening. What would you do, okay? Jeez.
Hey, Renee.
When we're famous, I don't give a fuck what I say in front of my mom, but...
Renee, I wish I was your boss again so I could rate you a 4 out of 5.
Oh! Take that, Mom!
Ugh!
Damn. Gotcha.
On your ass at the good old Chapel Hill.
Got that ass, Mom. All right.
Anyway.
So
let's move on.
Kidjohn Johnson with a split decision victory over your Stevie Ray.
Very close.
29-28. One judge saw it 29-28 for Stevie Ray.
Little backstory behind that. A lot of booze.
Yeah.
Coming Kidjohn Johnson's way. And he said that attributes to Dana White
mm-hmm.
talking about the fighters, how they need to just go out and have a bloody blood bath, and if they don't, then it's a boring fight. So
he said it starts from the top down, and that's why.
And he says that fans don't have respect for the fighters anymore, whether
he,
win or
he
lose.
Called him out immediately, like in oh, yeah. his post-fight interview. That oh, was yeah. one of the first things he said was, "You guys should be ashamed of yourselves." And Dan Hardy agreed.
Yeah, man,
I agree too. Everything he was saying was truthful.
Just, he won the fight. Like, I know you wanted Stevie Ray to win, but come on, he won. Like, don't boo the guy, damn. Like, what is this, fucking Brazil?
Like, can you not see how he won that fight? I mean, what are you mad about?
I thought he did.
I think everything Stevie Ray said was right. So, shout out to him. Or, not Stevie Ray, I'm sorry. Kidjohn Johnson
yeah.
said was right. So, shout out to him
Speaking
for keeping it fucking real.
Speaking his mind. Going on to the next fight.
Okay.
Kidjohn Johnson, though, just improved to 11-2-1 since his loss to Rory McDonald in December 2007.
Rory McDonald?
Yeah, you didn't know that, did you?
Why did he fight Rory McDonald?
Good question. Maybe it was... Let me see what... I know they fought. I just don't know what...
Mother freaking...
They fought in King of the Cage Canada. It's because they're both from Canada. And that was for the Canadian Lightweight Championship.
Hmm. Okay.
That's pretty lit.
Light Rory McDonald fought a lightweight?
Yeah.
Damn. Well, you said that was, what, 2007?
Mm-hmm. At one point, fucking Kidjohn Johnson was 7-9.
Oh, Rory was probably like 19 years old. Shit.
At that point, he was like, yeah.
Damn. All right. Moving on to the next fight. Paul Craig going up against Magomed Ankalaev.
Ankalaev. There you go.
Enclave. The Enclave I bought.
That was good.
Enclave trains out of Dagestan. Mm-hmm. Very top prospect coming into this. He was undefeated. Paul Craig, just a tough European dude.
Yep.
You're a tough European dude.
Like, what?
Put it in his bio.
He's also a Scottish descendant.
I thought you were just going to leave it at that. He's also Scottish.
He's a Scot. So he was coming off two losses recently to some top prospects in Tyson Pedro and Khalil Rountree.
Yep.
So what do they do? give him another prospect.
Yeah, he kind of needed to make something happen in this.
Yeah, and he just got his ass beat.
Yeah, first three rounds, my God. Well, the only three rounds, that is.
Yeah, he got his ass beat.
Tore up.
I mean, just an absolutely dominant performance by Magomed Ankalaev.
But
he didn't win the fight. Paul Craig
had other plans. Paul Craig got a triangle choke at 4 minutes and 59 seconds of the third round.
One of the craziest things I've seen in a long time.
The latest finish in UFC history in a three-round fight.
Yeah, Craig's victory at 4:59 of round three is now the latest submission in a three-round UFC fight.
It's insane, dude. Like for Ankalaev, he had 1 second.
He could have literally passed out in that 1 second and won the fight.
Just pass out, dude.
Just take the... He could have just been unconscious and won.
Take a nap. Don't tap. Take a nap.
Oh, my... Now, he heard it was about to end. He knew he had less than 5 seconds left.
If it's tap or snap, I would tap. I don't want to break an arm. But just go to sleep, dude.
Like, my goodness. I couldn't believe it. How did... He locked that up within, like, 10 seconds and had him choked out, like... Dude, did he squeeze that quick?
Paul Craig must have a fucking death grip.
That is wild. And think about that. After getting his ass beat that long.
That he still had the strength in his legs to choke somebody up. And I think he transitioned from an armbar too, didn't he? Or did he just throw up a quick triangle?
He just threw up a quick triangle out of nowhere. Literally like a desperation attempt to win and fucking got it, bro. One of the craziest things we've ever seen, honestly.
My man,
I couldn't believe it.
Paul Craig, no joke.
So this man gets back to his winning ways, gives Magomed Ankalaev his first loss in his career, and takes himself home $50,000.
Yeah,
performance of the night.
$50,000, baby. I would like to see Ankalaev fight again, though.
Yeah,
I want to see him against who was that one lengthy dude that we've been watching? He's like 6'5", 205. Just kind of an average-looking dude, but he just beat up that one guy with the Amish beard and, like, the dad bod. Well, I want to see him fight, like, the dude with the dad bod.
Okay.
I don't remember his name. Fuck. Yeah, let me look it up, because I know he's fighting.
Yeah, you work on that, Slim.
All right.
But Paul Craig
defeated... I just tried to defeat the mouse for my...
You're tweaking. Paul Craig defeated Magomed Ankalaev via a triangle choke, 4 minutes and 59 seconds.
Magomed, not Sharapov.
Into the third round. Unbelievable.
It's crazy.
Shout out to Paul Craig.
It's crazy.
That was so awesome. Can't wait to see him back at it. Moving on to the featherweight division. Two fucking really talked about prospects coming up right now.
Right.
Danny Henry, also Scottish. There was a Scottish.
A Scot.
Like, why were there all these Scottish fighters?
Bro! Tai Tuivasa versus Andre Arlovski.
I know.
I didn't see that.
Yeah.
Fuck.
That's going to be crazy.
Fuck.
Announce some other fights.
I mean, I can't. Rashad Evans going up against Anthony Smith, both at 205 now. Anthony Smith decided to make the move to light heavyweight. Overeem versus Curtis Blaydes, that is official. And apparently Francis Ngannou has called out Derek Lewis.
Yeah, apparently that's going to happen, so that's cool.
Dope, man. The heavyweight division's starting to take form.
Well, you tell them the bad news, though. With all good news comes bad news.
Borrachini's injured. He, like, tore a muscle in his bicep or something like that. Like, some brutal shit, dude.
His biceps are so pretty.
I hope he didn't hurt his chin.
His biceps are so nice, though.
I know.
How did that even happen? How did it happen?
Like, he's going too hard in the gym. But he did schedule... He did say he was going to reschedule that fight till June 7th. So, he'll be back. He'll be back. Don't worry. Don't worry. He'll be back. He'll be back. Dominic Reyes. The Devastator. He fought Jeremy Kimble.
Oh, fuck yeah.
I like to see Ankalaev and Jeremy Kimble. Okay.
How did you find that? What'd you look up to find that?
I knew he was fighting soon. He's fighting at he's fighting at an up and coming fight night. He's fighting at fight night I can't tell which one.
Tall tan man who defeated guy with he's Amish tall. Beard.
He's tall, tan, and handsome.
SpongeBob quotes are the fucking best,
bro. You know what sucks? No one at my work watched SpongeBob.
Bro, I got the shorty at my work. She's not like a shorty all like that. Shout out Heather, though. I fuck with Heather.
She's a shorty.
She's got kids and shit. She's cool. Bro, every SpongeBob reference I ever spit out, she has another one to counter.
No, like, that's great. I love friendship amazing. Like that. I need that.
Yeah, it's good. Shout
that's
out Heather,
how
man.
Chance and them are. We'll be playing PUBG, and I'll just say something random, and then they'll just
go. Yo, you can't build shit in PUBG, right? There's no building walls or nothing like that.
Fuck no.
Bro, I'm going to be a fucking savage
real
goon.
Real life, dude.
I'm going to be a savage goon at PUBG, I'm telling
real
you
real life.
Right
you
now.
Find guns, you pick them up, you fuck people up.
That's the only thing at Fortnite. Get
you can do the build walls?
Get on. I can do it. I can't build forts like these people, though.
Yeah, they'll be quick about
it. Yo, if you're dope at Fortnite, hit up your boy Monty at King Montington on PS4.
Hell yeah.
KingMontington. King Montington. Hit me up.
Dude, someone tagged...
give me my first
win. Someone put a picture of Modern Warfare 2 and tagged Drake, Travis Scott, and that ninja dude is like, yo, are y'all on?
That's funny.
Apparently Drake and Travis Scott streamed with this famous streamer and broke the internet.
Yeah.
Had the most Twitch streams
I was
ever.
Watching it.
Were you?
Yeah.
What were they doing?
They were literally playing Fortnite.
That's it? Yeah. I know a lot of rappers have been doing that. Like, Poya's been playing with, like... Ski Mask and like random rappers have just been teaming up.
Yeah, apparently Drake started playing with Ninja, who is like one of the best Fortnite players on Twitch, and just start like a random friendship started out of that. So Juju Smith-Schuster gets on, who's a wide receiver for the Pittsburgh Steelers. He's popping and shit on social media.
It was this one.
That's funny as fuck.
The Polar Express 2. Drake Ninja, get on. Bro, this is the funniest Twitter account I've ever followed. This is what he posted today. 1, wake up. 2, see if she did my honest DM because I liked her tweet. 3, she didn't. 4, block her. 5, turn on all girls are the same by Juice WRLD. 6, stare in the mirror with fucking tears in my eyes wondering when she'll notice me. 7, Frosted Flakes. 8, Sunday School. Funny.
Yo, during that Fortnite fucking stream, Travis Scott was down and shit, and Drake came up and revived him, and as soon as Travis Scott got up, he was like, God's playing, let's get it. Shit was funny.
Damn.
Alright, so moving on. Oh yeah, we were at Danny Henry and Hakeem Dawodu.
Who?
Danny Henry and Hakeem Dawodu.
Oh, did we move up to them?
Yeah, okay, cool. We're on that.
Hakeem Dawodu, undefeated prospect coming in here. Danny Henry, where is he from?
Scotland.
That's right. Shut him down. Said, fuck your hype.
With the quickness, bro.
Super quick. Said, fuck your hype, dude.
Dawodu used to do mad work in the World Series of Fighting, so he had a lot of hype coming behind him.
There were only
5
punches thrown in this entire fight.
Yeah. Well, 5 punches landed.
Yeah. Oh, okay, yeah, you're right.
But, dude, it was such a quick fight. I mean... just a quick exchange. This man, Danny Henry, really just stifled Hakeem Dawodu's athleticism. And
kind of like some Aaron Pico.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to your boy, Monty. As soon as I turn professional, I'm calling out Aaron Pico straight up. Oh, yeah. I know I said I'm not talking shit, but that's going to be my first professional fight. Aaron Pico for the Bellator title.
Jesus.
That's all you got to say, Slim? Damn. You unsupportive fucking piece of shit.
I do it, man.
Thank you.
Dude, talk your shit. Aaron Pico, you know what? These problems.
He will punch me in my stomach.
I don't want those problems. And then what?
I will fall and cringe till I probably catch my breath.
What happens when Andrew Law kicks you in the stomach?
I'm going to...
Are you going to knock out James Neff?
I'm not going to knock out James Neff, but... bro, I'm telling you right now, I'm about to get in there with Jamal and Tarzan.
You're going
to
get punched by Jamal's beard?
Yes. I'm like,
boom, boom.
I'm like looking at Jamal's hands, and just all of a sudden his beard's just like, bow, bow.
Beard fist.
Oh, shit. Jamal's beard fist. Oh, second knockout via beard. Via beard punch. Via beard.
He's got a fist in his beard. Chuck Norris shit. Yeah, Danny Henry, like I said, man, completely stifling. The Hakeem Dawodu.
What?
Hakeem Dawodu.
Shit.
Dawodnum. Clifford's Dawodnum.
Bro.
What's up?
Oh, I thought it was just Sean. I was expecting him to just like smack me in the back of the head and be like, get out.
Get out of my chair. My good chair. On to the next fight. Danny Roberts.
Hey, you didn't. Danny Henry defeated Hakeem Dawodu via guillotine, and it was a technical submission because they said Dawodu didn't tap, which he did.
Yeah. But he went out anyway.
But he was unconscious. So that was 39 seconds into the very first round.
Yes.
Moving on to the next fight, we had Danny Hot Chocolate Roberts
going up against Oliver Enkamp. Oliver Mein Kampf.
Whoa.
Look at my man.
Yo. I mean, yeah, but whoa.
Too much?
Yeah. We do not support any Hitler references.
Of course not, but my man looks like he just wants a blonde hair, blue eyed nation.
Yeah. Fuck.
I'm sorry, Oliver. I don't think
so. Danny really Roberts is like, oh, yeah? Word? Gave him that fucking left fist of hell, bro.
Man. Oliver spun.
How did he punch him into a 180?
A whirlwind.
When's the last time he used a
punch? He used whirlwind.
Super effective. Your opponent is confused.
Oliver snapped out of confusion.
Oh shit, bro. That's so funny. Why did he punch him like that?
Yeah, Danny Roberts literally made Oliver spin and do a 180 and fall onto the floor. And didn't get knocked out of the night.
I know. I thought that was knockout of the night. We're going to talk about the one who won earlier or later, which is deserving, but
I thought that one was it, man. Hot Chocolate.
He punched his head off.
Hot Chocolate.
And Danny Roberts, with a performance like that, might be getting a hyped up little fight coming up soon.
Yo, speaking of Hot Chocolate.
He did get Nordine Taleb last time, though, and lost. So.
Speaking of Hot Chocolate, people at my work been using the Keurig for Hot Chocolate, and that shit's just clogging up the machine bad.
Tell them what to do. Tell them how you feel about that, Slim.
It sucks. When I throw a coffee pot in there, I'm using like this hazelnut shit, and it comes out like this fucking stale chocolate, and it's just not good. And so today, and it wasn't even working the other day. It's kept talking about replacing the needle, and I'm like, what the fuck? And I don't think we've ever cleaned the thing. We just keep running coffee in it and just fucking keep going. So I was like, all right, I'm just going to run water through it and see what that does. The water came out brown because of all the fucking hot chocolate gunked up in there. So stop using hot chocolate in your Keurig, please. Get the fucking hot water, dump the hot chocolate in there, get a spoon and stir it.
That's literally all you have to do.
Why you got to run through a Keurig? Literally clogged up the shit.
Who's doing this?
Pussy associates who can't handle coffee. I don't know.
Oh, wow.
Wow. I'm sorry, you guys aren't pussies.
That was a heavy call out.
If you're listening. Yeah, I don't know, dude. It's very odd.
Yo, so at my work, apparently there's a shit bandit.
A shit bandit?
And it's a woman.
Oh?
Yeah, apparently Shorty can't hit the toilet, like the bottom of the toilet. She just gets it like everywhere else.
Yeah.
And they're like trying to hunt her down.
Like on the seat?
Yeah, and I guess it's bad. Like it smells just like a rotten, dying animal.
Ew, why can't she make it?
I don't know. But
she's like hovering over the seat?
Yeah, I don't know. Probably, but I guess they're on the lookout for her. So
if you've seen this, or if you've smelled these kind of farts,
please report to HR.
Oh my god.
So Danny Hot Chocolate Roberts defeated Oliver on comp via punch. A big one.
A big one. It was a big one.
2 minutes and 12 seconds into the very first round.
You know what Dan Hardy said? Oh!
Like 30 times.
Yep. A lot of them.
And moving on to the middleweight division, we have Charles Thighs of Fucking Steel Bird.
You say it like you did on the one time.
Oh. Charles. Kid Dynamite Bird.
No. It was
no?
Kid Dynamite.
Charles Bird.
For some reason, I was thinking back to when Monty said that on the second time he appeared on Dana White's Contender Series, and I just kept... It just stuck in my head for some reason, because he just looked at me and he just went... Charles Bird. So I was going to like look it up and like get a sound clip.
That's
of it,
the new shit. I'm going to start fucking with that then.
Kid Dynamite.
Charles Bird. You got to like hit your head to the side a little bit.
I'm just going to be like, yeah.
Yo, I'm telling you. I cannot wait for Contender Corner, first off. Monty's Contender Corner Season 2 is about to be.
You should sit over there in Chris Clem's Coffee Corner.
I like, have to move microphones. I'm like, all right, guys, we'll be right back.
Just jump over to that one. I'll just.
All right. Right next to Chris Clem's. Mug, possibly?
I don't know.
We don't know. We're going to see. Chris Clem's not listening.
Maybe. Chris Klein listens to most of the Lousy with a Media Network podcast. What?
Scotty Thumbs.
You spooked my man. Anyway, John Phillips, man, got ensnared in Charles Bird's trap, just yep. like all the other fighters.
He's like a spider.
Got taken down, pounded out.
Pause. No pause.
Pause.
We're gender fluid.
Sure. And got subbed. Got the sub, man.
Charles Bird with a great performance. Dude, I'm telling you, watch out for this dude. He is on a tear right now, and he does what he wants in the cage. Seriously. He's a dominant fighter.
Probably go to a welterweight, though.
He could, but he's a good middleweight. He's a good middleweight.
Yo, you know who I watched fight? Like, you know how on YouTube, I don't know if you use YouTube on PlayStation. I don't know if it does this, but YouTube on Xbox, if I watch like a bunch of MMA videos, it'll start like throwing me recommendations right. of like other MMA videos.
That's and, just
like,
how YouTube channels works, and, bro.
Yeah, but like it doesn't do it on my phone. Like really, it only does it on. Anyway, like when I first log on, I mean like my homepage is now right. a bunch of MMA videos and it's dope. So I watched a fight between Israel Adesanya and Melvin Gillard.
Yeah, I know. I watched that too.
Both weighed in at 185 pounds.
Yeah.
What the fuck is Melvin doing at welterweight? He used to fight at, or middleweight. He used to fight at 155.
He's big boy now.
And Adesanya just pieced him up.
Yeah, he gets murked. I guess that's like Melvin Gillard's like shit now. He just goes to like other promotions and just gets murked.
That's it, huh?
Oh! Whoa! Whoa! The boss is here.
Didn't see him sneak up on
you. No,
I... How do you just start smashing bells at the gym?
Sean has entered the building. I know, I saw that.
Yo, cool. Oh, I wondered where it was. I seen the box, but I didn't see the mug.
Sean got a 16-ounce heat-changing Dragon Ball Z mug.
Dragon Ball Super.
Dragon Ball Super.
Ah, the new shit.
Goku in his Super Saiyan Blue form, and then on the other side is this dude named Black, who's a villain, who's actually Goku in a different universe who was murdered and somebody took his body.
That's some Rick and Morty shit.
What?
It's crazy storyline. Yeah.
Is it
what
good?
What happens
though?
When it gets hot?
Future Trunks fucks everything up, man.
Oh, of course he does. Future
Trunks name. His aura around his Super Saiyan Blue lights up, and then his red aura around his Super Saiyan God lights up.
That's awesome.
You said Trunks is going to ruin the future or Trump? Because.
Trunks.
Both.
Trumps.
Yeah.
Both. Where were we? Charles Bird? Charles Bird got the rear naked choke 3 minutes and 58 seconds into the very first round.
I seen that. I'm anticipating what it was.
It's from Chris Klem.
It's from Chris Klem.
Yeah,
Cliff Klem.
For Chris Klem's coffee corner.
I seen the...
randomly dropped it off at my house today.
He was here? He's an
actor? Yeah, I was at work.
What?
Oh, so it was a present for you guys. They thought it was from...
Yeah, but the, Chris, like I said, Chris Klem sponsors the corner, the Chris Klem's coffee corner. And I'm anticipating what it is, but I'm not 100% sure what it is.
Wait, no. He says open on the show.
Yeah, so we'll find out Tuesday, I guess.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, you're good.
Thanks for your appearance, Sean. We needed it.
I don't know. You just had a collection of lighters on your table.
I think you're probably why we're getting so many listens, Sean, honestly, because people are like thirsty for your voice.
You guys are the number one podcast on the network, man. Are you still?
Yep.
You were last time I checked.
Just checked. 3 weeks running.
Hell yeah. Podcast City.
Podcast City. Population 2. Sometimes 3 when fighters come on. You know.
Well, actually, Bob lives here too, and Sean, so it's like 5.
Are they parts of the city, or are they like...
Yeah, I mean,
like
they live in the city.
The outskirts, like Springfield.
Yeah,
type.
They're like... they got like cool like mobile homes on the... Like, the
I'm just outside the corporation limits.
Bob's is just like straight... just like straight weed smoke. It's just filling it's just the entire
giant
thing.
Teepee. Oh my God. Bob's got a garden in his backyard, all different plants.
And I can see it. That was the preliminary card on UFC Fight Pass.
Wait, what was the submission?
It was a rear naked choke.
Rear naked choke.
That's all Charles Bird is about, rear naked chokes.
Arm triangles, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he did get an arm triangle. All right. That was a preliminary card on UFC Fight Pass. We're moving on to the main card on...
Fox Sports.
you suck.
Fuck. Fight Pass.
Yeah, it would have been... how many alley-oops have you blown, bro? You're leading the league in fucking missed alley-oops. I'm giving you dimes off the backboard, and you're like, just clanking it off.
They're
the
bouncing
rim,
off
bro.
My head, like
yeah, like
on the way down.
Oh, jeez. Anyways, we are going to the main card on UFC Fight Pass. I hope you are still paying your $10, you assholes.
Yeah. Leon Rocky Edwards going up against Pita Zapata Bread.
Yeah. So this was a welterweight bout between two highly regarded prospects, and it was
Leon Edwards been looking nice lately, yeah, dude. And I expected him to come out in this one and do the
we
same.
We both did pick him.
Oh, how are our picks going?
We got Sosnovsky right, Cajun Johnson right. We both picked Ankalaev, I think. We both picked Hakeem Dawodu. You might have picked Danny Henry, actually. I don't know. And we both... I picked Oliver Ankamp. I think you might have, too. And Charles Byrd, we both picked him.
Nice. Definitely picked Leon Edwards, though. Yeah. And it was a... pretty decent war up until
between
that,
two good grapplers.
Yeah, up until that third round. And Leon Edwards now has the latest stoppage in a three-round fight at 4 minutes and 59 seconds.
Who did he tie, Slim? Maybe you should have been listening. Why did you not just know that off the top of your head?
What are you talking about? Why did I know that?
Why didn't you know that?
What do you mean
it's
why
Paul Craig.
Know? I know. I forgot his name.
You're like,
because I'm looking at my screen. I'm like, oh, it's Paul Craig.
Another.
You didn't give me a chance.
Another alley-oop blown by Slim.
You didn't give me a chance.
I think you're getting too fancy is the problem. You're trying to go, like, between the legs, bro, and, like, do a 360. You need to just, like, get it and lay it up, my guy.
Look away.
Woo. Yeah, like, come on. Shit, bro.
I'm trying to have some pizzazz.
You are the JaVale McGee of podcasting. Oh, that
nope.
I know you don't know what that means or anything, but that hurts.
But someone's going to be out there like, fuck yeah, yes.
Yeah. Somebody's getting a good laugh out of that somewhere.
Probably in Spain. I'm sure they knew where that is in Spain.
They're probably like, we only fuck with Messi. Who's Messi? No. You don't know who Lionel Messi is?
No.
All right, dope.
Lionel, like from Zelda, like those fucking big ass centers.
No, but yes, kind of. That's a Lionel. This is Lionel.
Dude,
like,
you know,
L-I-O-N-E-L.
You been playing Zelda at all?
I'm super close to having 500 power moons on Super Mario Odyssey, so I'm working on getting that done, and then I'm going to go back and beat the Pro Game Plus on Zelda because I heard they put a motorcycle in that bitch.
They did, yeah. It's a crazy horse-looking thing.
You have it?
No.
Oh,
I like quit playing it, but my sister's been rocking it out. Excuse me. And she got a giant horse. Did you know this giant
I have a giant
horse
too.
You got the giant horse?
Yeah, a giant horse.
She was so dope when she caught it.
Yeah, I have one.
She also got that weird like spiritual horse thing that you can't keep.
Yeah.
You can just ride it
around. I got that too.
She was doing some dope shit.
Yeah. Trust me, bro. I'm hip. I'm deep into the Zelda fucking world.
I didn't know. I didn't know about him.
I know, because you're just like, you're just running through the main plot. Like,
no,
you're just like,
I went through, got most of the shrines. I got like all the armors and all the fairies and did,
okay. I was hating.
Yeah, I got full stamina and almost all the hearts.
Dope.
I did all three of the mazes. Those are pains.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I'm about to go home and play some.
I might have to too.
Yeah.
Hallie, give me that shit.
Jack your fucking switch back from your sister?
Yeah. My switch.
So, Leon Edwards.
Hallie, better give me my switch back.
Leon Edwards with the
Rocky
late victory, tying, like we said, Paul Craig for the latest stoppage in a three-round fight. How did that happen in the same night?
Like, that's crazy.
What are the odds? That's fucking stupid.
Oh, what are the odds?
You owe me a soda.
I bought you beer, so we're even.
You did. We will call that even. So Leon Edwards defeated Pita Zapata via TKO 4 minutes and 59 seconds into the third round.
Five-fight winning streak.
Yeah.
Man, what now?
So he's top 15.
What now?
He top 10.
He called out Darren Till.
They might do that. Just because, like, there's nobody else who's, like, dying to fight Darren Till right now.
Yeah,
so.
But Pita Zapata wasn't even ranked. So did it really up Edwards?
I mean, he probably moved up to, like, 14 or 13
at
most.
He is 14.
I thought he was 15.
No, he is 14. So where does he go?
He's 14 as of today.
Yeah.
That's where he moved up to.
No, it didn't. No, they haven't changed it yet. They don't update the rings until, like, Wednesday.
I promise. If you watch this fight, it says 15 next to his name.
What? It says 14 right here.
Probably because he moved up.
He moved up one. Okay, he was number 15. I like.
So he beat Pita Zapata. He beat
Sabata
Brian. He beat Brian Barberena.
Yep.
He beat Vicente Luque.
Yep.
Luque. And he beat Albert Tumanov, bro. He's on a tear ever since that loss to Kamaru Usman.
Kamaru Usman.
Why isn't Kamaru Usman fighting Darren Till?
Because they're both really hyped up prospects, and I don't think the UFC wants to make
so Leon Edwards. Yet. Fuck it, Leon Edwards for Darren Till. They're both English. Let them go at it.
Darren Till kind of shook his head at that. He was cage side. And he was like, "Nah, you're not ready."
But if nobody else can step up to the plate, then
give me Till Wonder Boy. Give me Till Wonder Boy.
As the main event, bro, that would be crazy.
Fuck.
That's a pay-per-view event right there.
Fuck. Or even another one they mentioned on the broadcast, Jorge Masvidal. Be a great fight.
For Darren Till?
Yeah.
I dig.
It'd be a great fight.
I think Till would wash him, but...
For sure. You'd pick him apart.
Yeah.
But Masvidal can bang.
He can. That'd be a good fight. I'd like that. We'll see what they can do.
He's not going to fight Colby. He's not going to fight Dos Anjos.
Dude, if they put Colby in there, I promise we're going to that. We are flying to Liverpool to watch that. I promise you.
Bro, what if they do Colby versus Rafael Dos Anjos for the Pride of Brazil?
No, Colby's not... not. Are you talking in Brazil? Because Colby's not going back to Brazil ever again.
Just in general, for the Pride of Brazil.
So, where are they going to fight? In Colby's hometown, where they're all just like, yeah, you fucking piece of shit.
I hope. Give Colby home field advantage one time.
They're all just going to have on fucking overalls and have pitchforks and shit. You're a piece of shit, Colby.
WWE belts.
I promise I will go up to 170 just to beat the shit out of you.
You're at 170.
I am right now, but I'm going to go down to 135, get my belt there. I'm going to go up to 145, get my belt there. 155, and then I'm up to 170 to smash Colby Covington.
Monty, future four division champ.
About to run through shit, I'm telling
about
you.
About to be a young Kenny Florian. Ooh, get them bows up, dude. Practice those blades.
Oh, that's what... No, that I'm already nice with my like my knees and my elbows. It's just my like wrestling and jujitsu I need to get started.
I thought you were good on the ground.
I naturally am, but I've never actually like did it. I've never wrestled or like I've fought. I've like grappled with my friends who have wrestled, and I tap them out so easy every time. But I've never been in like an actual wrestling match.
Man,
so like,
get me in there one time, and you go at it.
All right,
I just want to.
I'm gonna put you in an ankle lock.
You don't even know how to do that.
I know.
So. So I'll just fucking screw out right out of that. Hit you with the. Who did that? Who got? Oh, the Nate Marquardt, Rus Marfahalis, where he claimed
Paul Harris.
Fuck him. He's a horrible person.
Dude, he's so bad. What's he up to? Hold on. Let's.
He's fighting still. He's fighting in some
barely.
Shit.
Anybody who will fucking let him. Let's see what comes up when I look up just Paul Harris.
Paul Harris. Basketball player. Like.
Damn it. Wait, how'd you know that?
It sounded familiar.
Yeah, but he's like a dude who played at fucking... He plays in Italy. Like, what?
Why do you know that?
Because I just saw Paul Harris. That's one of the first people you look up. All right, so let's see what this piece of shit's doing. He's 38 now. He fights at... He fights at welterweight now? How'd you go from light heavyweight as a child to fucking welterweight as an old man?
Heavyweight. He was fighting middleweight.
Yeah, now he's at fucking...
Damn. What's his nickname?
The last time he fought...
Isn't his name Pacino or something like that?
That probably translates to piece of shit.
No, what Portuguese. Is it? What is his nickname?
Oh, dude, I forgot that's how Emile Meek got famous.
Why?
Because he murked fucking Paul Harris.
Oh, really? Emile Meek?
Yeah.
His nickname stands for Tree Stump or Little Stump or something like that.
That makes sense. He's fighting in Russia now because that's probably like the only place.
The only ones that'll sign him?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
And apparently the dude who he last fought originally won, but they overturned it in Russia.
Really?
Yeah, that's weird.
All right.
Back to the fucking main plot here, which is Tom Duquesnoy versus Tarion Ware.
The Fire Kid.
Very hyped up prospect, Tom Duquesnoy. I when he first was coming in, I was talking so much shit, like saying this dude was about to be this and that.
Yeah.
All he's done since he's been in the UFC is freaking disappoint me, I'm not going to lie.
Why?
He had that great knockout over Patrick Williams.
Yeah, and he lost a great fighter in Cody Sandman.
I know, he just...
Dude, he beat up Tarion Ware. He looked good in this fight.
It's just like, when I saw him coming up, it was just, he was like knocking everybody out with elbows and like guillotining everybody. Yeah. And ever since he's came into the UFC, I feel like he just hasn't had that fire in him.
He knocked out his first opponent.
But Patrick Williams, like, isn't all that. Tarion Ware and Cody Stamann are, like, at least good tests. And I don't know what you're saying.
I think he's fine. I think he's young. He's getting better. He had one loss in the UFC. His only second loss.
He just hasn't given me that wow factor. I thought he was going to be a champion, and he just hasn't shown me that. Like,
I get that. How old is he? What is he, like,
24.
Okay. He's got time. He's got time.
Of course.
Let him get up there. In this fight, though, he did kind of pick apart Tarion Ware. I think he did a better job than O'Malley did, honestly. He didn't really get tired or show any sluggishness of that sort.
Tarion Ware, though, was, like, really not tired.
No, he like, had great
his cardio. His cardio is stupid, cardio, bro.
But I never realized how tall O'Malley was, because I thought Tarion Ware was a short, stocky dude, but... Now, this fight, he looked like normal. He looked long in this fight. But going up against O'Malley, like, he looked short and
stocky. Well, he's like 5'7". O'Malley's like 5'11".
Yeah, but these guys are like the same height, so like looked completely even. So they look like long, lanky little bantamweights. But
right.
Yeah, it was way different.
I thought it was a good fight. Tarion Ware, dude, his boxing always has been and always will be just freaking nice, dude.
Yeah.
I don't know why they just keep feeding him prospect after prospect. Like, obviously he's a good gauge of where you're at in the UFC, but stop giving him like every hot prospect coming up. It's getting a little bit ridiculous.
Right. I mean, I wouldn't call Tarion Ware a prospect.
I'm not saying he's a prospect. I'm saying they're giving him every prospect to fight.
Yeah, for sure.
O'Malley, now Dukanoy, like, who's next, dude? Jeez.
Sukumsoth.
Fucking Zabit?
Nah, Sukumsoth.
I know. I said Zabit, though, just because they're just feeding every...
I'd be fucked. Royally.
So, Tom Dukanoy with the good performance to get the decision victory over Tarion Ware. That went 29-28, 29-28. One judge had it 30-27. I thought it was more 29-28.
I went 30-27.
I thought it was more 29-28.
All right.
And that was... the bantamweight division. We are moving on to the light heavyweight division. Oh my goodness.
Good lord. Number 4, Jimmy Manoa, going up against number either 14 or 15, Jan Błachowicz. Błachowicz, one or the other.
Błachowicz.
The Polak versus the European.
Why do you call, dude, you can't just call everybody European. He's English.
English. I forgot. I didn't know if he was from the UK or not.
the UK is England.
Oh, so Jimmy Manoa
in Scotland and Wales. That's the United Kingdom.
Oh, okay. Cool.
You got it. Keep going.
Never been there.
One day we will be there,
and just, you know, interviewing fighters and shit
for sure.
So this is actually a rematch fight, a fight that happened a few years ago. Jimmy Manoa got the dub. I don't remember what it was by. I don't remember if it was
a unanimous decision.
Okay, so we're running it back.
And that was in Poland.
Yeah. So
now we switch.
On Manoa's hometown.
Yeah.
And Manoa has never lost in his hometown.
Right.
Especially in these last few fights. He knocked out Corey Anderson. He knocked out OSP.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone thought he was going to knock out Jan Bob. But boy, was that not the case. Man, Jan came out with some crisp striking, great head movement. He was staying away from that giant leaping punch that Manoa was doing. Mm-hmm. Manoa was not picking his shots carefully at all. He was just winging them, looking for that knockout punch. And Błachowicz just... Błachowicz. Błachowicz. Błachowicz was picking his shots very carefully and landing at will.
Dude, he was tagging
him. Bro, that uppercut in the first round? Oh, my God. Sent Manoa on his ass. Kind of reminiscent of OSP. Or, right. Not OSP. What's his name? Volkan Ozdemir.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was going to be over right there, but it wasn't. Manoa regained his senses, bloodied up still. He got back up. Błachowicz even got a takedown later on in the fight.
Right.
And, yeah, man, just completely outworked Manoa. Outlanded him 124 punches to 37.
Very impressive performance, dude. I did not see this coming whatsoever.
No, no, no.
And in the very beginning of the first round, like, Manoa was throwing shots where I was like, oh, it's only a matter of time before Błachowicz gets knocked out. He proved us all wrong.
I feel like Manoa went in this with too much, I got to put on a great showing and knock him out.
Definitely.
Way too much of that.
I agree on that one.
And that was his downfall.
I definitely agree. And Błachowicz had a great game plan, had some crisp striking, and really just took over this fight, dude.
Yeah.
Now, this one was also 29-28, 29-28, 30-27. I definitely saw this one more 30-27.
Same, for sure. So, what's next for Błachowicz?
I mean, shit, dude. He's going to be... What is he now? What did he move up to?
He didn't... They don't update, dude. They don't update yet. He is number 11 right now. I lied. He was higher up than I thought. So, I would say maybe, like, a Shogun. Shogun's number 7. Shogun's on a 3-5 win streak, so is Błachowicz.
That's a good one, I guess.
Or maybe Glover? Because he's going to get up there. He's going to... You know, Manon was number 4. He took out the number 4 guy and made it look easy.
Right.
So maybe he fights Glover for, like, number 1 contender. No, not number 1, but, like, what, high up contender status?
I mean, I can see it. He's definitely going to get a top 5, I think, so.
Jordan Johnson's number 15. What the fuck?
What if he fought Volkan?
Number 2? Volkan's comeback fight?
Yeah.
Wow.
But I also think it might be like Latifi versus Volkan, or
it's got to be.
I think that's like the only person Latifi can. I mean, maybe Latifi versus Błachowicz. That's a good one.
I think they might train together.
Really?
Might be wrong. I don't know, man. That top 5 is just so weird because Gustafsson obviously is probably deserving of the next title shot.
Yeah.
When Cormier gets back. But, like, Gustafsson has been very vocal about wanting Luke Rockhold if he moves up to light heavyweight. But then we have Glover, who has stayed in the top 5 but got pieced up by Gustafsson. So even with a win, I don't think he gets a title shot. And then we have Latifi, who, like, he's been looking good as of late, but, you know, I don't know.
I'm calling Błachowicz versus Latifi next.
All right.
That's my prediction.
I'm calling Błachowicz versus either Glover or... Shogun.
Okay. I like those two.
Cool.
So that was the co-main event of the evening. Jan Błachowicz got the unanimous decision again, 29-28, 29-28, 30-27. And we are moving on to the main event of the evening, a heavyweight bout between...
Number 3 in the world, Fabricio Vaccaro Werdum.
Going up against Alexander
Draco.
Draco's in a book bag. Volkov.
Man, Alexander Volkov, he was 3-3 on his little stint in Bellator. I believe he had the belt there at one time. If not, he did in another organization. Fabricio Werdum, former UFC heavyweight champion, has looked really good as of late. He just beat Walt Harris and Marcin Tybura. And I still to this day say he beat Alistair Overeem in that 3-round decision. But nonetheless, he's got himself a little 2-fight winning streak. Willing to fight anyone, he's shown that. Willing to fight anywhere in the world, he's shown that.
He was actually 6-3 in Bellator.
Okay, that's not bad. Go ahead. But yeah, Werdum getting that payday, dude. I know we talked about his salary last episode, but man, over $500,000 each fight. Like, this man is going to be set. He's only already 40 out.
Yeah, he's on his way out, I think. He definitely still is a top 5, but I just don't see him getting a title. It's not going to happen.
But he beat Kane, dude.
That was then. This is now.
I know.
Look at.
I know. It's just, I think he can do it, but if Fabricio would have won this fight, he deserved the next shot. Bottom line.
Yeah,
whether it be against DC, whether it be against Stipe, whatever. He deserved the next shot. But now we have Alexander Volkov, who just launched himself. Volkov, you launch yourself into the top 5, like, no problem.
Right.
So,
unbeaten in the UFC.
Fuck, man. 3-3. He pieced up Roy Nelson. He TKO'd Struve in, what was it, second or first round?
Third.
Oh, was it third?
Yeah.
And, man, he just beat Fabricio Werdum.
He just keeps getting better and better is the crazy thing. He came in versus Timothy Johnson. That was a split decision. Beat Roy Nelson with a unanimous decision, and then knocks out Struve, and then Fabricio?
Oh, is he 4-0 on the UFC?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I thought he was 3. I thought, for some reason, I thought Struve was his first fight.
That's a negatory slam.
Okay. Wait, so, you say he fought Jordan Johnson?
No, Tim Johnson.
Tim Johnson, okay. I was going to say, Jordan Johnson fights a light heavyweight.
So, this moves him into the top 5, right?
Yeah, man. I mean,
we already got Alistair going up against Curtis Blaydes.
Yep.
We already got Francis, who's going to be fighting Derek Lewis at number 5.
Yep.
So Volkov moves up to number 5. And then who does he fight? Mark Hunt?
Let me look at the rankings. Hang on. I don't know.
Bro, right now they have Derek Lewis and Mark Hunt both at number... Oh, that's just a typo. Mark Hunt's supposed to be number 6, but they have him as number 5 with Derek Lewis.
They're tied.
That's not true.
Yeah, they're... Wait, what? They're tied. Because
there's no number 6, goofball.
Yeah, they're tied for 6. Or they're tied for 5, I mean.
Oh, my God, Slim.
What?
If there's a 1, 2, 3, and 4, why would there just be two guys tied for number 5? Why wouldn't there just be a 5 and 6?
I don't know, because that's what the matchmaker decided to do.
It's a typo, you fucking goof.
It's not a typo. They've been that way for weeks. That's why there's no number 6. They're 5 and 5, and there's no number 6.
That's stupid.
Dude, they showed that even on the broadcast. If you look and see right before Volkov and Verdum fought, they show the rankings and they're both tied for... They were tied for number 6, I thought.
That makes literally... That has no like logical sense behind it whatsoever.
I don't make the rankings, I'm just saying. Look it up.
That's one of the dumbest things I've ever heard in my life.
Look it up on another website. It's not just a typo.
Volkov versus Mark Hunt or...
I don't know, man.
Volkov? Shamil Abdurakhimov? I know.
What?
He's a top 15.
He's 14. Volkov just took out the number 3 guy, possibly the number 1 guy.
I know, but there's like nobody right now who we can... I mean, maybe Tybura. But...
I think Volkov's been very active lately. I think he needs to just take a little bit of time off and let this play out because we have 3 huge fights coming up.
Everything's going to shift until he fights next.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. I think he's just going to let this one ride and then fight for the number 1 contender spot in his next fight.
Right, he did what he needed to do, so now he can sit back and wait.
That's what I'm saying. Let the cards play out.
We'll see what he gets next. I definitely do think it's going to be a contender fight.
Oh,
though.
For sure. Top number 1 contender. And man, he's going to prove problems for Stipe. I don't think he beats Stipe yet. I'm not on that train yet.
I think Stipe just absolutely dominates him.
But we saw. I know you said
Mike
this
knocks,
a while
knocks
ago.
Him out in the first round.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
I know you said those a while ago, but we saw Stipe happen when he was not the taller guy against Seven Struve. Now that was years ago, but just saying. Maybe that'll haunt him.
That was a different Stipe.
All right, whatever. I also thought it was super funny at the weigh-ins. Fabricio Werdum brought a chair.
Mm-hmm.
To the weigh-ins, stood on the scale with it, got off, pretended to that he was going to run at Volkov with it. Volkov like did like a stance ready, then set up the chair, got on top of it, and then stared down Volkov. That shit was pretty hilarious, man. Fabricio Werdum's a funny guy.
He is.
I hope he's not done.
Well, he's not done. He's definitely got a good another 2-3 fights in him, but I just don't see him going back for that title. I really don't.
Okay.
That heavyweight division's starting to get to where it needs to be. Get some talent in there.
Where is Tai Tuivasa going?
I
just want to know the end result.
He's just got to fight Arlovski, bro.
God, I fucking love this sport.
Is the Pitbull resurgence really that much of a Pitbull resurgence? Because if he beats Tai Tuivasa, it's a Pitbull motherfucking resurgence, dog.
What if he does some shit Curtis Blaydes did, though? We saw what Arlovski's wrestling can do.
Dude.
I don't want to think about it because I want Tai Tuivasa to fucking knock his socks off.
Damn.
I love Tai Tuivasa, man. Anyone who does a shoey after their fucking fight. What if that's his thing now? Like, crowd is off. Like, he walks out
after
the cage.
Everyone.
And, like, everyone is offering some shoes from all angles. Ew. Like going.
He's probably going to be like, yo, I'm off this. I don't want to do this anymore.
I don't want to do this anymore.
He's only, what, 23? 22?
Yeah.
He's our age. Kicking ass.
And taking names. Tai Tuivasa.
That's going to be you.
Yeah, hopefully. 4 division champ, bro. Watch out. What? Monty coming for throats.
Throats.
Yo,
chop.
I am literally all by stoppages, dude. No decisions.
Stop.
Swear.
Stop it.
Swear.
Monty, no judge.
No judges whatsoever, bro.
Wow. Nice call out. I like that.
I'm telling you, bro, it's going down, Slim. Watch out for Chad, too. Chad be wearing the headband and shit. Shit's about to be looking crazy.
What's Chad even going to fight at? Middleweight?
Yeah, Chad would fight at like... Probably 170. He's at like 190 right now.
You think Chad can cut all that?
He's at 190 right now.
He's got no... I'm not saying he's got no fat. He's got a little bit of belly, but 170? Dude?
Chad can easily drop 20 pounds to fight.
Chad? How tall is Chad?
Like 6 foot?
He'd be a fucking thick welterweight.
I know.
Johnny Hendrix style.
Right.
Damn. Let's do it.
We'll see what
your boys can do. Are you really going to featherweight?
Yeah, that's my goal is 135.
Oh, bantamweight.
Yeah. I want to start out at 135.
Ooh.
Bro, I'm like my natural body is like at like a like 145 pound build. So
are you serious?
Yeah,
but you walk around 160.
I'm at like 170 right now.
My natural.
But I know. I already know once I start working out and shit, I'll drop down to like 155.
I'm destined to be bigger than that. My natural for the last 3 or 4 years was 170. So now I'm up to 190, and I'm, like, filling out into my adult frame. So I know that if I start working out, I'll hit that 200 real quick. But I don't want to fight a middleweight. I would rather drop to welter.
You got to be thick.
With muscle. Bro, if I get I know I didn't get my dad's height gene because he's, like, 5'8". But if I get his, like, working out gene, he was able to put on some muscle.
Yo, I'm about to go fight in Japan. I want to soccer kick somebody in
Ryzen?
The face. Yeah.
Oh, Monty about to fight Gabby Gonzalez.
I'm going. Oh, shit.
Or is it Gonzaga? I don't remember.
It's Gabby Garcia.
Okay, yeah.
That's funny as fuck. But, yo, this fucking Alexander Volkov, man, watch out for him. Fucking nobody saw it coming with the upset of the night.
Knocked out
Fabricio.
Knockout of the night.
In the fourth round. 1 minute and 38 seconds in. Nobody saw it coming. I mean, it was beautiful. It was an uppercut that just stumbled him. Came, followed up with a nice left hook, and just landed one mean one on the ground to end it.
I will say I would like to see more kicks from Alexander Volkov.
For sure. He's tall enough to where he could land some nice body kicks.
But he's a kickboxer.
Right.
Like, that's his background. Right. I want to see more kicks. Boxing looked off the charts. Wrestling, submission defense, amazing.
Yeah.
Good scrambles.
Mm-hmm.
Takedown defense, not bad.
Yeah. Shout out to
We're talking about a black belt in Fabricio Werdum, and he defended 6 takedowns.
Yeah, dude.
Out of 9.
Yeah.
So
it was a good performance by Volkov. I can't wait to see what comes next for our guy. Like I said, he's got to be top 5. I think he's ahead of Mark Hunt,
top five,
for sure.
Top 5, top 5. Yeah.
So, like you said, he's going to sit back and see what's all about to happen with these 3 huge fights of every... I mean, literally, everybody that's ahead of him is about to duke it out, so...
Spend that $50,000.
Right. About to be chilling on a yacht, getting his 6'10" yak sucked.
Oh, my God. I don't even want to think about that, because that's probably...
Oh, my God. The way you suck that is just... Let's me pee on you. I'm pretty sure that's what they do in Russia.
I think
that's what
Germany.
Donald Trump did when he went to Russia.
What?
Got peed on.
How do you know?
Because, I mean, that's the spicy talk, bro. You know Trump likes that nasty porn shit,
Germany.
Bro.
Like, Germany does all the scat porn and shit.
That's scat porn. That's like pooping and killing each other and shit.
Just pooping, but pissing involved too.
Yeah, no. Russia, that's like their thing, bro. They love getting pissed on and peeing on people.
Would you let a girl pee on you?
Nah. If I got paid, yeah, for sure. I'd lay in the tub and fucking open my mouth for the right amount of money.
Stop!
But no, Shorty's just like, yo, you want to let me just piss all over you? I'd be like...
Man, I used to work with this guy. And he was talking about how he got a golden shower. Because Shorty This was at chapel. So Shorty, like, just
of course
fucking...
It was.
Yeah. And he was older, too. He's like... He was, late 40s.
Oh, yeah. He was definitely all about that. Bro, when you get old like that, you don't give a fuck anymore.
This dude looked like young Gandhi.
Oh, wow.
Like, ask Justin sometime if you ever see him again, because he's fucking wifed up now or whatever. But if you ever see Justin in public again, that's like,
small shot fired.
That's what he does. No shots. Just, I miss my homie.
From the 22. Whoa.
My dude? I can't call him my dude? So, anyway. that's funny.
That's not funny.
That
you're bad.
That's kind of funny. I don't do that. Anyway. what was I saying? Oh, yeah. Young Gandhi. So, he hooked up with this chick who's, like, super alcoholic. And she would, like, go drink wine on her breaks in her car. But, like, I could never tell. You know, she was always cool with me.
So, you didn't notice her breath just reek like alcohol?
But I was even drinking then, too, so I can't fucking tell. Anyway, so I was like 18, 19, dude. I didn't fucking know. So he hooked up with her, and like we're all straightening around, folding, like cleaning up the store one night. Because we spent hours in that bitch. Like, we would be scheduled to like 9:30, 10. We'd fucking be in there till midnight, easy. Just cleaning. Just like, fuck. They'd be like, oh, you don't like it? Go home. Don't go back.
Ow, like, wow. Damn.
So, he's just talking about how, yeah, she told me to go in the shower, and she gave me the golden shower. And I was like, whoa. I was weirded out, because I was like, I never heard of this before. I think I might have heard of it, but I never heard of like anyone like really doing that shit.
Damn, you're the first person I met who had a golden shower.
Yeah, but this one girl fucking taped it, him saying it, because she was already ready. Bro. I got to hit her up for that video. I hope she still has it. I might have it somewhere. I'll have to look it up. But yeah, man, she fucking... she got the video of it. Okay. That was geeked.
All right. Well, that was UFC Fight Night 127.
Yeah. Fight Pass in London.
Yeah. It was lit. I enjoyed it a lot.
It was a good $10 worth.
So what's going on in the news world, Slim?
I think I laid out most of it in the middle of the rundown, to be honest. Supposedly, Floyd Mayweather is really in the works of training with Tyron Woodley. He says his wrestling is at a 7 out of 10.
That is such a lie. Like, probably for, like, children wrestling.
Yeah. And his bodyguard said, oh, Floyd's wrestling really isn't that bad. Like, fuck do you know?
Who are you, bro?
Yeah, I mean, but if you're wrestling with T-Wood, you're going to get that skill quick.
So if you guys noticed... There was not a fight between Nasrat Haqparast and Nad Nirmani.
Yeah, I was going to mention that. Fucking forgot.
Yeah, apparently Nasrat Haqparast had a infectious eye condition,
which he took a lot of medication for, and it actually kind of weakened his condition, or made it worse a little bit more. He actually wore sunglasses to the weigh-ins, so the officials couldn't tell.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and sure enough, hours before the fight, they were like, nah, dude, your eye looks fucked. You are not allowed to fight.
Wow. In other news, our boy Marco Polo Reyes got caught by USADA. Got that ass.
For what?
It doesn't say which drug yet. But yeah, Marco Polo Reyes been on a tear as of late, but
man,
that will stop that hype train, my friend.
Wasn't he on Contender Series?
No.
Who am I thinking of?
I don't know.
Huh. Like I said, Fabrice Overdoom, or
what the fuck?
Fabrice Overdoom. Francis Ngannou calling out Derek Lewis finally. I don't have the tweet pulled up right now. But he said his name's been in his mouth, and he's ready to
give him
a piece of his mind. You're being quiet, so I'm trying to...
I'm just letting you stumble, bro. I'm just watching you. Like, it's like you're running down a hill, and I'm just sitting at the top watching you. Like,
damn.
Oh, also, another USADA bust. Ion Cutelaba got busted.
For what?
He got a 6-month sanction for use of an alternative therapeutic treatment that is prohibited under certain routes of administration.
You know who else got popped?
Who?
But for weed.
Weed?
Our girl Cynthia Calveo.
Damn.
So listen to this. USADA gave her 6 months. The California
six
state...
6 months?
6 months. 6 months? She'd be gone 6 months. The California State Athletic Commission gave her another 3 months on top of that. For what?
Grimy.
Why?
Grimy, bro.
Honestly, though, this girl has fought so many times in the last year. Let her get that time off. Let her train, get a little better. She'll be champ one day. I honestly believe that.
I agree. Wow, you know you can actually look at every person's piss test?
What?
Yeah.
They public that?
Yeah. Publicize that?
That one. That word.
Wow, some have so many more fucking than others.
What, THC metabolites?
Dan Henderson had 7. Holly Holm had 7.
7 what?
Drug tests in 1 year. Like, really? Max Holloway only had 1. Ioana had 3.
No USADA presence in Hawaii, huh?
Rumble had 4. Mighty Mouse had 1.
Mighty Mouse only had 1?
John Jones only had 2 in 2015.
Huh.
Cyborg only had 3.
Huh. Why are they going so heavy on the other dudes?
I don't know, bro. Sage Northcutt had 3.
So there's a new fighter that has been released into UFC 3.
And it's Monty. Be on the lookout.
Nope.
4 divisions.
Even better.
Aw.
Dana White. You can now piece up Dana White. This headline I was reading says, Dana White, not Stipe Miocic, is Daniel Cormier's biggest challenge in the UFC.
That's not even funny. Like, you can't even sell me on that.
I was like, why? It's Bloody Elbow. Fuck Bloody Elbow. unless they talk about us, then you're cool, Bloody Elbow. The funny thing was when Dana White was promoting it, it was Dana White fighting Dana White at the weigh-ins, but Dana White was, like, keeping them both apart.
Right. Like, you could have done better.
No, the video was great.
Everybody wanted to see fucking Conor versus Dana. They should have set that up.
Yeah, why not?
That would have been dope to fucking see. But he's like in the heavyweight division, so.
This article says that Stephen Thompson has not been contacted by UFC officials about fighting Darren Till in Liverpool.
It's because they know he'll say no.
Leon Edwards continues to rag on Darren Till after post-fight call-out. What did he say?
You should have had that ready.
Nothing really. Just... you know, there's a 100% chance I get Darren Till next time I fight. Blah, blah, blah.
I can't believe.
Oh, let's talk about Nick Newell.
Is that dude who doesn't have a hand?
Yes. He's a congenital amputee, which means he was pretty much born like that. He's got like a couple fingers that he learned to use to do like small tasks with. But Nick Newell is now 14-1. He recently retired supposedly 2 years ago at only 29 years of age.
Right.
Saying he had like some back problems and like some other injuries that he had to deal with. Now he came back and won his recent fight by submission, rear naked choke. They say that he's got a nasty fucking lock when he gets a rear naked choke. If Nick Newell takes you to the ground, he's problems for anyone because his wrestling base is so good.
Mm-hmm.
He went like... supposedly the story behind him is he was trying out for freshman wrestling team and he said it was the hardest thing he's ever had to do, but his mom didn't let him quit. So he just kept at it, kept doing it, and his record was something ridiculous, like 100 wins and like 5 losses or something. Something crazy ridiculous. And he took that to MMA and, man, dude, just completely killing it out here. 14-1. And Dana White says, well, it's hard enough to fight the UFC with 2 hands. And it's like, come on, man. Give this man a chance. The only fight he's lost to was Justin Gaethje, who Justin Gaethje, who is top 5 easily.
Yeah, definitely.
Give this man a chance. Let him fight in the UFC.
I agree. He might need to get like a belt where he's at right now, but then yeah, throw him in. I mean, down.
What is he, 155, 170?
He's just like everybody else. He's a fighter.
Literally. But I understand why people would want to be like hesitant about finding a one-armed fighter because, you know, you beat him up, you look like the bad guy. If you lose, you got beat by a one-armed fighter. I get that.
Right.
But he's top competition. It'd be different if he was getting knocked out. Like,
yeah,
he's
right.
Not. He only lost a fucking top dude. Jose Aldo and Jeremy Stephens might be a thing.
Needs to be.
Should be. And it might be a thing. They're looking for Singapore.
Ooh, shout out to our Spanish again.
Yeah, Spanish homies. The homies. Yeah, yeah.
You got anything else?
Gervonta Davis. Gervonta Davis says he's waiting on Dana White's call.
He is not going to get that call.
You don't think so?
No. You can't literally just be like, yo, I want to go be in the UFC.
Oh, this is kind of interesting.
CM Punk's like, yeah, right.
In the midst of free agency, Cub Swanson has been removed from the UFC official rankings. I didn't realize that. Let me look at that right now, actually. That's fucked. Like, are you serious? Just because he doesn't have a contract right now? Cub Swanson was top 10.
Damn, that's harsh.
Whoa.
All your porn's just coming up now?
That's lightweight. Hang on. What'd you say?
All your porn's just coming up right now?
I don't watch porn on here. No, he's number four on there. What are they talking about? No, this might be wrong. Might be wrong. I don't think I have anything else. I think I announced all the new fights coming up.
So next week, we will be back in the studio to talk about UFC 223. Full preview. It's going to be lit. Be on the lookout for that. One of the biggest cards we got coming up for the entire year. It's just going to be so crazy.
You know what? We might, if I can get it in the works.
Don't announce anything. That's not going to happen.
Okay. I was thinking about getting a couple ex-KGB agents in the studio.
Oh, bro. Putin?
Oh, ex-KGB.
Oh, bro.
Smirnoff and Ice.
What?
Smirnoff and Ice.
What are they going to do?
Talk about Khabib. Khabib.
Ah. I like Putin more. Let's get Putin and be a little controversial. Well, that'll definitely get us some listens.
I don't know anyone that can do a Putin. I don't know Putin.
How do you not know Putin, bro? We literally just embezzled money to Russia like 2 weeks ago.
I didn't hit him up about it. I just did it behind his back.
So now, okay, cool. Now we got the fucking Kremlin on our ass, about to fucking blow down on ANA MMA. What are you going to do when the fucking Kremlin rappels into Lousy Weather Media Studio, literally shoots Sean in his fucking arm, and then now what? Now what do we do? Our leader's dead, dying.
What'd you call him? The Kremlin?
It's the Kremlin. That's what they got, like, that's their shit. In
like gremlins? Like you can't get them wet?
It's Kremlin.
Okay.
That's their shit, bro. That's what their government's called. The creme. Creme de la creme.
All right. Creme. The cream of the crop.
The cream will rise to the top.
That just made me super hungry.
Randy Savage?
Is that what he says?
Yeah.
I'm not.
He pulls a fucking coffee creamer out of his sleeve. He's like, the cream will rise to the top.
What the fuck?
You ever seen that interview? Oh, bro, we're going to watch that on break. Sean plays a clip on the main show all the time.
That's funny as fuck.
And then math. You got a 22 2/3 chance of winning, and you take my 24 1/4 chance of winning, and you divide that by 12, and you get a 22 2/3 half chance of winning, which spells death for you.
You sound like Mr. Poopy Bowl.
Aw.
Poor Mr. Poopy Bowl.
He's still alive, though.
I know, barely.
He's in a wheelchair.
Poor guy.
Let's get the fuck out of here.
I used to work with this dude named Poopy.
Poopy!
Like, he was universally known as Poopy. And, like, I never, like, met him. And then one day, like, I just started working. I was working with this dude I'd never worked with. And he was a fucking cocksucker, bro. Straight asshole.
Damn.
And I was like, damn, this dude has to be Poopy, bro. So I called. I was just like, hey, man, are you Poopy? And he's like, why'd you just call me? Bro, he has, like, he's, like, nasally and he, like, shows his teeth really bad when he's talking, so he's like, Randy Curry. I was like, Poopy, right? And he was like, don't call me that ever again. And he was like the foreman or whatever, so I was like, damn, I thought you guys called him Poopy. They were like, no, just don't like actually call him Poopy.
Oh.
Apparently one day he was on a ladder and it started falling back, and he just shit all over the place.
Shit, I would too. Goddamn.
Bro, I used to be so drunk climbing fucking ladders and shit at work.
Why?
Because I hated my job, my life.
You drank at work?
Yeah.
I don't have the balls to do that.
Well, I was a roofer, so I sweated it out in like 20 minutes anyway.
That sounds worse. You're on a roof. You slip and die.
Climbing like 40-foot ladders, bro, just blew out. Off of 40 and fucking 2 hits of weed.
No thanks.
All right, guys, we're gonna fucking get out of here. Thank you so much for listening. Keep us number one, and next week we will be coming out with details on our $350 giveaway. We're gonna be giving away $50 every week. Like I said, we're gonna have code words and shit that you need to just write into one of our social medias,
code name Leo,
and you are gonna be put into our drawing to get that $50 gift card. Again, shout out to our sponsor,
Beta Raybo.
Thank you so much for giving back to the Utes, giving to us to give back to the Utes.
My Ute.
And also, shout out to LWM.
Yep.
Bob, Sean. You like how I said Bob before Sean there? I did that purposely.
Oh.
Small shot fired.
Me?
Yeah, you. You're the treasurer or whatever.
CFO.
Shout out to Angel and Armani.
Allison.
Armani!
Shout out Shaniqua. Shout out Desiree.
Taylor had on this dope like headband yesterday, and I called her Taekwondo. She definitely looked like
Taekwondo.
Like Aunt Jemima. But
oh,
Taylor.
Oh my god. Wait, oh, is that the St. Patty's one I saw on
here? Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I was on Jake's story or something like that.
Yeah, Tay Fine is a monk. She got that Taekwondo booty, boy. Let me tell you.
Alright. Cool.
You know what I'm saying?
Good. Good.
Shout out your girl, Slim.
So anyway, next week that's where the sounds. The sounds was the joke if you didn't get that. Ha!
Another number one goes down.
Shout out to the crap. And my ex, I be like slut, 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 slut.
Yo, another number one goes down. The craziest March Madness that's ever happened in the history of ever, bro.
What?
A 16-1, which has never happened, may never happen again in our lifetime. There's 2 11s in the fucking Sweet 16. Another number one just lost to fucking a 9. There's never been this many low-ranked teams in the Sweet 16. It's one of the coolest fucking...
I don't know what that means.
I'm talking college basketball.
Oh, bad. I thought you were talking football.
Football's not on right now, my guy.
Okay, so what's the 16 versus 1 thing?
So they seed everybody. There's 4 number 1 seeds, 4 number 2 seeds, you know, all the way on to 16. And the like top team in the country lost to like one of the like little scrubby teams that like only won because they won their little tournament to get in. So it's basically like
so what does that rank them? Do they get higher seeds?
To put it in your MMA terms, no, they stay as a 16 seed. Like your rankings don't change in the tournament. To put it in terms, it's like Conor McGregor getting knocked out by like fucking
Alexander Hamilton.
Yes. Like some
coming in on short notice, like
yeah, just like out of nowhere.
All right.
And then going on to the next round, like if there was a tournament. Like, they don't change seedings or anything like that. It's just wild. We may never see that again in our life.
Are you serious? Is that big a deal?
In every tournament that's ever happened, they've gone 0-135 until 2 days ago. Never happened before. May never happen again.
Wow. What happened?
Just played good as fuck.
All right.
Smacked them in their mouth.
Okay.
Virginia was overlooking them.
Yeah.
That's what happens when you are looking into the next round. Might get surprised. So yeah, shout out to March Madness fucking keeping Monty on his toes right now. I do have a bracket in the top 100% in the world right now.
Ooh.
So look out for your boy maybe winning that little $19,000 prize.
What are you gonna do with it?
Get us podcast equipment, go on a dope ass vacation, and get a fat sack of weed.
And with 19 grand.
Yeah.
Dude, you might as well build a studio extension on like this house, like
nah, I'm not putting the studio extension here.
We'll keep it locked. It'll just be our studio.
Yeah, it's going to be a vault. Ooh.
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 Get a 19-year subscription to Victory?
No. Fuck no. If I won $19,000.
Fight until he's 40.
Yeah. I'm going to message Drew like, hey, so I just won this 19 grand. I'm probably going to not fight until next year. Thanks.
Damn. Savage. You wouldn't pay off your car or just just weed, maybe weed podcasts and
maybe pay off my car, buy some podcast equipment, go on a nice vacation, and yeah, get a fat sack of weed.
All right, dope.
Maybe get a nice little apartment too. Upgrade.
Let me upgrade ya.
All right, dope. Okay, guys, we're getting out of here. This has been fun. Thank you for listening, as always.
It's 11-11. Make a wish. I wish this podcast would end.
Your wish has been granted.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.